Hi everyone, it's Roger here from What's On Disney Plus. It's Sunday, it's time for our weekly live Q&A. So we're here live on YouTube. So big hello to everyone that's in the chat. See, quite a few comments already coming in. We've got Steve, we've got Caleb, we've got Matt. Let me know if you can hear me. Always like to know that before we get going. So this is a weekly Q&A that I do. Generally, I try to do them live. And the idea here is that Patreon and YouTube subscribers that our channel members can also put in their questions in advance. And also, YouTube channel members can also join in live with the Q&A. Generally, I aim for around about 45 minutes. And, you know, basically, I'm jumping in and out of the live chat. We've also got some pre-done questions. So if you've got any questions, feel free to use them. You can also use the Super Chat function as well to send in your questions. And, yeah, so that's always cool. So we've got quite a few questions jumping in. So that's pretty good. So that's always good to go. Right. Also, I am also trying to put these up onto the podcast feed as well for audio versions. That takes a little bit longer because of some issues a little bit sometimes with YouTube. So let's see here. Yep, that's all good. So we are good to go. Right. Let's kick off with the first question. So Caleb asks, now that we've reached a halfway point of 2022, what are your pros and cons of Disney Plus so far this year, and what do you expect from the rest of 2022? So let's jump over here to the classroom. So here we go. So I've actually I even did a little bit of preparation with some slides. So what I would also like for you guys to do is feel free to put in your pros and cons of the year so far and what you're hoping to see in the future. I'd love to kind of do that after we've kind of gone through my list. So my pros are, and this is generally for the United States at the beginning, is they have started doing a little bit more general entertainment. Not as much as I'd like, for sure. I'd like to see a lot more than what they're doing, and that's going to also be in the con one. But the addition of the parental controls has unlocked stuff to start putting things in, like Daredevil. You've also got like shows like Glee and like Love, Victor. They're starting to put a few things in. We're getting some ESPN documentaries. I'm going to get a lot of them. But I feel like the pros of this last 6 months have kind of taken the rules of what Disney Plus was in the US and kind of shuffled them. But there's some cons coming up in a minute. Internationally, we've seen we've got a lot more Star and FX originals, which I think is great. I love the idea of just getting more originals, more content. They don't seem to be quite stretching them out the same way. We're kind of getting some binge drops for shows. Things are arriving all at the same time. There are some issues, which is going to be on the contest. But generally, I feel like we're really getting into this thing now of just constant content dropping all the time. Okay, we've also got, just in general, there just feels to be more Disney Plus originals. We're getting better Disney Plus originals. We're not getting as much fluff as we got in the first year. They seem to have kind of ironed out that the idea that some of those shows and stuff that we really weren't interested in, that weren't really, we seem to have really lost the amount of like documentary series and just cheap filling stuff. They seem to be spending more money on making better content, and I don't think that's a bad thing. Right. Okay. So let's have a look here and see and move on from there. Like I said, if you've got any pros and cons, let me know in the comments. Okay. So my cons, my big one right now is that there's not enough new Disney library content being added. There was a point where we were getting stuff like weekly. I think in the last 6 months, we've barely had a couple of movies. I don't think even we've had that. They are really lacking in putting original movies and TV series. A lot of the shows from the 90s that they've not put on there. Loads of movies from like the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. That's the Disney Vault. They just don't seem to be doing a lot. You know, we were getting a lot of stuff added in, and there just doesn't seem to be a lot coming in. And I am really disappointed with how much Disney stuff we have been getting in the last 6 months. Now that I'm going to go on to there's going to be something coming up on my coming up thing that I'm going to mention about this one. There seems to be a huge focus on ESPN and National Geographic documentaries in the US. They are just dropping in. I mean, this month, if you take National Geographic and ESPN out of the way, there's very little left, which is really disappointing. I don't mind it being added. I've got no problem with it being added at all. I think it's good to have this stuff on there, more content, the stuff they own, good. But you have to put more than just that in. I mean, at least to like here in the UK, we get a load of other stuff. But so it doesn't get so badly sort of put in there. And also, they've got the bulk of it in there, I think, now with the ESPN stuff. My other major issue right now is the poor international release system that they're using. There just doesn't seem to be a sort of a system in place where things are getting released on different in different countries, on different platforms. You know, like Only Murders in the Building is we're getting it globally on the same day. Great. That's a perfect what we'd like. And then you get like only, what was it, the FX series Under the Banner of Heaven. You know, like Australia's already had it. Canada was getting it weekly, like a little bit later. Hulu's had already finished it. Here in the UK, we're getting it all at once. But I think like Canada, it's just a mess in terms of how they're doing it. I know there's some pre-existing contracts in some countries like Australia. And like, for example, The Orville is not out on in like Australia and New Zealand. It's on, I think it's on SBS. I understand that with some of the older stuff, but with some of the newer stuff, it really feels like they just need to get stuff sorted. Like The Bear, for example, that was advertised for Australia and Canada, didn't turn up, and we don't even know when it's arriving here in the UK. They need to sort that international release date and get much more in line. You know, if they're going to be releasing a new Korean series, same place everywhere. You know, they need to be, they're doing it sometimes, but they really are all over the place. And it's very confusing because the thing is now with social media is people are seeing this all over the world. So if it goes up on the main page, people will see it. And I feel they need to organize that one. And then my other big con at the moment is the lack of general entertainment in the US. It's just they've been sort of teasing it. And we're going to put some stuff in. And they've put in about 5 shows so far. Maybe 10 if you count like some of the ones they did beforehand. They aren't doing it. And I think there's a reason for that. And I'm going to get into that in a moment. Let's see here. We got any. But Bobba's con is the ads. So we're going to talk about ads in a bit more. One major pro Kelly said is that it's embracing live events ever since Disney Plus in Indonesia started their deal with the WWE Network. Disney Plus everywhere has opted to utilize more live events. I don't think actually here in the UK we've had a single live event yet. We've still not had them yet. They still very much seem to be in the test zone. Kelly had also said one major con in the US is the lack of the Sony tape library on Disney Plus. I get old contracts, but it wouldn't be bad to have some classic Sony films on there. I don't know why they're not doing it. I don't know. Again, it feels like everything is on. It feels like Disney is on cruise control in the US until they get that ad tier. The fact that they announced that Sony deal last year and they've barely done anything with it, whereas it was announced like last week for the UK and we got the films in like 4 days' time. Joe says one major pro is new movies dropping much quicker than before. Disney Plus launched lots of brand new original shows internationally. Cons, shows not dropping up at the same time, as sometimes months afterwards. Lots of classic content missing. Yeah, similar ones to me. I totally agree with you on that one. Right, let's jump back into the other half of Kayla's question. So Kayla asked about the rest of 2022. So the ad tier is going to be a big thing that's going to be coming in the future. And I believe this is why everything is on kind of like cruise control right now. I do believe that is the case, that they're waiting until they can get the ad tier in because they can make more money. They want to add in more mature content. They want to make it look like there's more value. And to do that, they're going to push the price up, but they're going to need to drop a lot more content more regularly to make it look like you're getting a lot more bang for your buck. So that's where I think the ad tier will add on to the more general entertainment. So the when the ad tier comes in, that's when we're going to see all those TV series dropping, because they'll make more money on the ads on those TV series. And movies, they'll probably start adding in as well, but they make a lot more money on TV series because they can add more breaks. 100th anniversary. So we've got the 100th anniversary of Disney starting in September. So I will be very surprised if we don't have some kind of campaign on Disney Plus where we start seeing all the library content that we've been asking for. We're going to start seeing much more of it dropping. I think they're going to do that as a campaign, and it will be a constant thing of that's my pure guess. I don't know if that's true or anything. This is just my guess if that's what I would be doing. And the only reason why everything's been like lacking for the last 6 months. And I also believe the teams have been working on the European and the Middle Eastern launch. So now that that's kind of done, I wouldn't be at all surprised if they focus on this a little bit more. More shared originals. I think what we saw with Love, Victor, we're going to start seeing a lot more of this when the ad tier kicks in, of stuff being shared. I don't necessarily know if Hulu's going to be gone this year or if it'll be merged in or if they're just going to kind of blend people over from Disney Plus. But I wouldn't be at all surprised if we see some more shared originals once that ad tier kicks in. So maybe start seeing things like Only Murders in the Building, Dope Sick, Dropout, things like that dropped. But once that ad tier gets brought in so they can make some more money off of it. So that's definitely how I feel in terms of that. But let me know what you think of all of them. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. All right. And also live stream. I think we are going to see more live streams, but I feel like they're holding off a little bit on in the future. So Matt says, what big changes do you think are going to happen on Disney Plus in the rest of 2022? So I feel like once the ad tier kicks in, we're then going to see a push in the US to get more content on there. Until that happens in the US, it will then have a trickle effect internationally. So we're getting international ads like next year. But if they can sort out like this miscommunication between stuff coming onto Disney Plus, like the FX and the Hulu shows, eventually when Hulu doesn't exist in that same way, I think it'd be much easier for them to do like an international rollout because they're not going to have that confusion on who owns what and all the rest of it. I think things will get a bit better. Live events, I think we'll see a lot more of it. I wouldn't be at all surprised if we start seeing a lot more live sports added in the US as well. Some of the stuff that's being live streamed on Hulu and ABC, we'll start seeing some stuff like that. On one hand, I could also see ESPN Plus being added within Disney Plus, either as a paid add-on or just as an option within Disney Plus. Because if you're looking at all the other streaming services, there are also a lot more sports in there. So Disney Plus can go one of two ways, either include it or put a bonus feature price on it. So those are my kind of big ones. Matt says, one thing you need to fix is this release schedule to be the same in all countries. 100% agree with that one, completely 100%. And Joe says, didn't we have the Oscar nominee announcement live on Disney Plus? I think that's the only one. I don't know if it was. I don't think it was live here as well. I think it was just in the US. Because all it was literally a... I don't even know. I don't think we actually had it live. Okay, moving on from there. Daniel says, we've talked about potentially doing a Romy and Michelle sequel. Could we see the original movie released on Disney Plus in the US eventually? It's currently on Amazon Prime and Apple TV here. Well, it's already international because it's on Disney Plus here in the UK. I suspect if they are going to, it will come on there eventually whenever these deals with Amazon and stuff run out. So it probably will come on there. Connor says, even though there are many Regency titles being distributed by Warner Brothers and Paramount, what are your thoughts on Disney Plus? And that's primarily like in the UK, Canada, internationally at the minute, steadily adding more Regency film collections. Unlike Paramount, 49%. Miramax ownership, I understand Disney only owned 20%. Yeah, so Disney owned 20% of Regency Enterprises. And so they make a lot of movies, and they've made a lot of movies in the past. So just a few ones just to roll off the top of my head. So we've got here Ad Astra, we've got Widows, Assassin's Creed, we've got The Revenant, the Alvin and the Chipmunks movie, Birdman, Gone Girl, Big Mama's House. We've also got like Bride Wars, Mirrors. Now, over the last couple of months, Disney here in the UK and internationally has been adding loads of them. I was going through the list just before the live stream. Looks like we've got a lot of them already. Looks like there's not going to be that many. I think once we get past July, most of those are going to be on there. And I wouldn't be at all surprised, again, when that ad tier kicks in, these are going to be the ones that will be shared, because I think they're going to be shared across it. But yeah, Disney does own 20% of it. They have got a license. They have got a distribution deal with the company to distribute new movies. I think like The Barbarian and Amsterdam are being distributed by them. So I think we're going to see a lot of it. There's just a few deals that they look like they've made, like while they've been waiting for this deal to kind of come about. Right, let's see what else we've got here. Connor also says, following the success of No Way Home and Mom, so I'm guessing that's Multiverse of Madness, do you see Disney's other core brands, Disney or Star Wars, doing their own big budget multiverse events, Disney or Disney Junior maybe? I think if you're going to see something like this, you're going to see it more maybe as an animated series, maybe do something like that, or like Kingdom Hearts. If you look at like the video games, they seem to do this a lot. You know, we've had it with Mirrorverse, which has just launched. We've got that new Speed Racer game coming out with different characters from different things. So I could see him being much more of an animated thing. Kind of Once Upon a Time was kind of the multiverse thing that they've done. I think it's, yeah, I wouldn't be too surprised if we see a cartoon or something with all these characters coming in. But yeah, Disney Junior, kind of a Disney show, I wouldn't be at all surprised. Joseph says, with the CBS channels in the UK that air Unsolved Mysteries, etc., could you see them all going to Paramount Plus? I think you're going to see a lot of channels closing down, but I also feel like you're probably going to see some channels just rolling along with like just cheap TV content coming in because they're making money off the advertisement. And once they stop making money with the advertising, then they will shut those channels down. But Paramount Plus and Sky seem to be working a lot more closely together than like Disney did. Right. Okay. So Tim says, Disney just posted on their Facebook page and also on Twitter that Angels in the Outfield is on Disney Plus, but it isn't, well, it isn't in the US. Could it be a hint of a surprise drop? Right. So I don't think it's actually anywhere. So it could be a film dropping on Disney Plus this month that they've not announced. Or it could literally just be some person that's done the social media thing. They've gone down the list of the D20 list, what movies have been released in July, and just wrongfully assumed it was on there. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if that's all it was. It was just a mistake from someone doing the social media. I wouldn't look any further into it. I wouldn't expect it to be added as a surprise drop. It could be, but I've got a feeling it literally was just a mistake from somebody just doing a social media post. That's my gut. I don't think there's anything much more to read into it. It should be added at some point, but I think it's only just going to like HBO Max, I think it is at the minute. So it's in the US. I can't see it happening for a while. Mamau says, what do you think of Disney extending Bob Chapek's contract until 2025? And what plans do you think he will do for the upcoming 3 year? Now, I do think that Bob Chapek has made a lot of very stupid and open mistakes. I feel like, you know, he didn't handle the situation with Florida very well this year. He hasn't handled the situation with Black Widow and Scarlett Johansson. And in general, he's just not been very good at being in front of people getting out there. He did take part in the sort of the christening of the Disney Wish the other day, and he did all the bits and pieces. I think he needs to do more of that. I think he needs to get out there. The longer he's hidden, you know, he was also at the premiere. I think it was 4 Love and Thunder. So he's starting to go to premieres a little bit more. I think he needs to start doing that. He needs to get his face out there doing bits and pieces. I feel like with the stuff with the theme parks as well, stuff is coming back. You know, we're seeing like in like Disneyland resorts, you know, early access coming in. We're seeing the parades, the fireworks coming back. I would like them to get rid of the reservation system. That was a bit of a pain to cut sort of all that out. So there's some stuff for the parks that they need to get rid of to kind of get going again. I think his big thing is going to be is if he can make some big announcements at D23 and show that he's listening and show that they're doing some stuff, that could be his way to get some people back in. But he's, you know, I do feel he was the right guy for a pandemic, the guy that could cut costs when they needed to, but also he's got to be willing to open that checkbook now that we're coming out the other side. And you know, ultimately, I think a 3 year extension was probably the right thing from the board members' point of view. I understand people wanted to get rid of him because they don't like him, but that probably would have caused more problems in the long run. So get the next guy ready, get the next woman ready. That might even, you know, that might be a better thing. But they need to get the next person ready. But also, more importantly, he has not really had a chance to kind of do anything outside of a pandemic yet. So I would. That's my thing. He's made some stupid mistakes and he really needs to have sorted that out much better. But now it's like, okay, the pandemic, I think he was the right person for the pandemic. Let's see what he can do now. Let's see what he can do, see where he can take it. You know, I think like he almost needs a shot at doing it outside of the pandemic where he's not really had a chance. He needs to spend some money, get Hulu. If he can get Disney Plus sorted and get all the stuff sorted, I mean, he was really behind Star and adding more content to it. If he can make one streaming service and really pack that in and give us a lot more content, that I think is the thing I'm looking forward to. I don't think Bob Iger's idea of running different platforms would work in 2022. But yeah, so that's my thing. But I still feel like had he gone, I would have been quite happy with somebody new. So it's kind of like, I'm very much kind of in that thing of like, if they did bring somebody in, well, that might not have been a bad thing either. Also, like here, Kelly said, I know Chapek didn't handle Florida well, but one good thing, he didn't retaliate when employees protested. Any of us? Yeah, well, I mean, the whole thing with, like, Peter Rice seems to be very kind of reactionary. He did seem to eventually go onto the side of his employees and stuff. It just took a long time to see how all that worked. Right, Matt says, will there be a Disney gallery making of Obi-Wan Kenobi? I would expect so. I can't imagine they haven't got one of them planned. I definitely couldn't see them not doing it. Mau Mau says, what do you think of the rumored Mickey Mouse event that was found on the code and that it will be for Disney Plus? Right. So I think it was Mo from the streamer. He found this code for this Mickey Mouse event. That was the Harmonious Live Epcot event that happened a week or two ago. That's what that Mickey Mouse... I mean, basically what they did is they're using, like, code names so that you can't work out what it is. So I don't think it's necessary. The thing is with code is it could be just a bunch of numbers. They obviously just put Mickey Mouse in there and got everyone confused. Mau Mau says, why are the release schedule for content all over the place globally? And when do you think Disney will fix this? I believe... Now, my personal gut for this is it's a couple of layers. First off, they're trying to avoid a little bit of confusion in the US with seeing stuff popping up on social media about shows and expecting to find it on there. They might be pushing things back a little bit that way. That could be one reason. I think it's more likely that there are some issues with subtitles and dubs that they aren't ready yet. And in some ways, especially maybe with some of the, like, the shows that are going to be going on ABC or FX, they are scheduled in and they need to hit and they're available in the US, but they're not maybe available for Europe because of all the things, and they just put them out because they've set a date. That's one issue, but those are the ones. But I don't know why FX seems to be running on a different system, because obviously they've got, like, the FX channel still running in Canada, and there's some still old deals. Like, for example, I'm here in the UK, I think the fifth season of Snowfall is going to BBC. There's still some old contracts in place, but I believe there's multiple issues of why this is happening. All right, last of the pre-done questions, and then we're going to be doing live for the rest of the show. So Joe says, so basically Disney Plus Ireland did the same thing with Atlanta season 3, where we only got 2 episodes and the rest is dropping weekly. I hope they stop this terrible release schedule soon. I do not know why Ireland is getting this weird release schedule from the UK. It feels a little bit like they're experimenting. That's how I'm feeling. Like, they're seeing what the viewership is like when they do, and they're testing it on like for like, okay, what's it doing in the UK to Ireland? And that's what, to me, that's what it sounds like, because it can't be a licensing issue because they're putting it on there anyway. So yeah, I don't know what that is. Right, here we go. So let's now jump into the live comments. So Matt says, I see they've added new collections for 4 and Chippendales. Well, Chippendales is very different to Chip and Dale. Maybe we might get the Chippendales collection when they add the new Chippendales series and the Full Monty, then we might get that one. Yeah, so I thought the 4 collection would be coming in at some point. Steven says, what are your thoughts on Logan Paul joining WWE? I'm not gonna be honest, I'm not a big fan of Logan Paul, but after seeing him at WrestleMania, he's gonna pull people in. I mean, give him a go. I mean, he definitely was athletic enough to do it, but I'm not a huge fan of Logan Paul. I'm not even a fan of him. He's a huge fan. Steven says, are you going to be watching the new 4 movie on this week? So, yes. So, I'm going to be seeing it. I've got my ticket booked for Thursday, but I'm also going to be going to see it a little bit earlier. So I am going to be seeing it, looks like, twice this week. Steven said, have you seen the final 2 episodes of Stranger Things season 4 on Netflix? If so, what did you think of them? Yeah, watched them. Yes, watched one on Friday, watched one last night. I mean, last night, the finale, and I'm not going to go into any spoilers, that felt like a blockbuster movie. I mean, the special effects, I mean, it was like 2.5 hours long. It was basically Stranger Things, the movie. Really good. This series seems to have really just upped its game and really gone in. I think it was a good idea for them to split the volume, because I think what actually happened then is it's allowed most of us to catch up before this final one. I actually think they should have dropped the finale, like, one of the episodes last week, because they're so long. I mean, I think, like, those 2 episodes that they dropped from the finale really were longer than the whole of Kenobi, but an amazing series. I mean, season 4 is just way up there compared to the previous seasons. I've really enjoyed that one. Matt said, could you see them adding a Baymax Hero collection? Yeah, I think they probably will do. I mean, it would make a lot of sense. Kelly said, speaking of the WWE, I wish Disney would buy them out. I know Chapek would get rid of Theory and Riddle. I don't think, because those guys are PR nightmares. I don't think so. I think Riddle, you know, this whole thing. I mean, he's kind of like the modern day RVD. I really like Riddle. I think he's really good. Theory, I know there was something going on online and stuff, but you know, I don't know quite what's going on with him, but obviously he had a big night last night at Money in the Bank. I really actually don't want WWE to be brought out. I think it would be better run by like Stephanie and Triple H and Shane. I think if they get brought out, it's going to lose that, like, I think once a corporation gets out, I don't want it to turn into WCW where it ends up getting sold off. Matt says, what are your thoughts on Only Murders in the Building Season 2? Loving it. I'm really enjoying it. It kind of just feels like we're back in the swing of it. Could have done without Amy Swimmer, but generally really enjoying that series. It is really cool. Okay, so we've done the cons and the pros. Matt says, we really need to release... Yeah, they really do need to fix that release schedule. Chuck says, when do you think the ad tiers will be added and how much do you think Disney Plus will charge? Okay, so I'm going to go this just off like the US price to begin with. I think it's going to launch either like the beginning of October or maybe even like the week after D23. So like really close to it. So I'm thinking the ad free version, the one that we've currently got, but I think they're going to up it with lots of general entertainment and movies and kind of bulk it out with all of that stuff. I wouldn't be at all surprised if it hits $9.99 or even $11.99 if they merge in ESPN Sports or completely merge in Hulu. If they do all of it, maybe $11.99, $12.99 for all of it all in, and then the ad version maybe $4.99 or $5.99 if they're adding in a lot more content. And let me know your guesses for ad free and ad price. What do you think it's going to be? I'd love to know your thoughts. Okay, so we've done that question. So Joe says, it is a really weird release schedule for Ireland. It's getting really annoying. No way I'm waiting till September to watch Atlanta season 3. It's just too long to wait. It is a difficulty thing as well of when it's all out there. Caleb said, I would love Disney to do a fighting console game featuring all of their IPs. Square and Bandai Co. could help develop it. I mean, it makes so much sense because they're doing it in the mobile territory. You know, we've got like, we've just had like the Mirrorverse open up. You've got all these kind of fighting games. It would just make so much sense to kind of make like a Super Smash Brothers of all their different characters. Tim said, I forgot Warner Brothers had the rights to that film. Yeah, they've got a lot of rights to different things. Tim says, because it's on Hulu right now, but it's only on demand with live TV. I think it is all over the place in terms of the movie. I think that is Angels in the Field. So Joe says, do you think we'll get the bonus features with the Bob's Burger movie on UK Disney Plus and Ireland, since it's, I haven't seen it anywhere since the Blu-ray will be available? I would guess not straight away. I think it would expect it to be arrive a little bit later. But they seem to be doing that because they want to kind of push the DVD sales. Tim says, do you expect Lightyear to come out in late August? Now, I'm going to be honest, after this weekend with Minions, I think Lightyear needs to get onto Disney Plus as fast as humanly possible to start getting the word out about how, because I think it is a really good film. I just feel like it's vastly under, I don't think a lot of people understand it. I think people have got their backs up about it for multiple reasons, with it not being Buzz, with Tim Allen. You've also got the whole thing with the lesbian kiss and the character in it. I feel like that's kind of overshadowed it, and like, you know, this whole thing of like Pixar trained people for Disney Plus. I just feel like Lightyear was a really good movie, but the marketing just never really kind of got over what it was. And I think like Minions is just, it's just more Minions. And what's more, I mean, Minions are just funny. You know what you're going to get, and that's what you're going to get. Lightyear, I don't think a lot of people understood what they were going to get. But I wouldn't be at all, I mean, if I was them right now, I'd be looking at get that onto Disney Plus on 45 days. Get it out there. Just get it on there, mate. I mean, if they can get it, I mean, it's already been out for about 2-3 weeks. So, yeah, I would say maybe get it on there, but like the first week of August, get it on there and let the movie kind of get out there in it. But I mean, if Disney could put out a press release this week saying it's coming to Disney Plus, but then that would also maybe look like a failure and a response to Gru. So maybe, yeah, I think maybe just to begin the first week of August might be best. Joe says, have you watched The Princess yet? Well, I've seen it last night. It was really good. Joey King was terrific in the role. She was so badass. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was, it kind of reminded me of a movie out of a different decade. It was kind of like an 80s flick, maybe even a bit like a 90s action movie. Not a lot of plots. Kind of felt like very out of place of where it is nowadays. I really enjoyed it. I loved all the action scenes. I thought it was good. It's not a top class movie, but I really enjoyed what it was. It was simple, effective. I would really recommend it. I really enjoyed it. My wife didn't like it as much, but I think because like playing video games and just liking action movies and stuff, and you're totally right, she was completely badass in it. Candy said it'd be so cool to see Sora tag team with Spider-Man and Captain Marvel in a fighting video game. Yeah, it would be good. I mean, if you get, you know, Darth Vader going up against, you know, an Avatar and all kinds of, you know, there's so much stuff they could have, and they could just keep doing DLC for years, but they're probably turning to a mobile game. Joe says, have you ever played the Marvel's Avenger game on console? They recently added Jane Foster into it, and she's such a great character, and she's really powerful in it. Yeah, so I played through Avengers, Marvel Avengers when it came out originally, and with that, I completed the main story. I'm not a big fan of online, so I kind of, once I completed the main story, I left. When it got re-added onto Xbox Game Pass, I actually ended up playing through the story a second time, and I don't do that very often. That's probably why I'm a little bit more open with it. It was like with Miss Marvel. I feel like that was a really good introduction to the character, and it's like where, because it's really weird, because I know a lot of people are comparing Miss Marvel to the comic books. Well, for me, I'm actually comparing Miss Marvel, the TV series, to the Avengers game. I know they've added Jane Foster, but to me, and I think I played through some of the like the Hawkeye DLC. I wasn't a big fan of the Black Panther one. I don't know why that was like really struggling, but I know that game's dead to me. It's too long. They needed to be at if it was like Marvel Heroes, it was a little bit more of an online. But yeah, no, I'm not an online game. Once I finish through the main story, I tend to just bump and move on. Matt says, what's the theatrical movie you're looking forward to in 2023? Right, what's actually coming out? I'm going to just bring up the schedule here. Walt Disney Studios. I'm bringing that up. So we're going to have to go to Walt Disney Studios. It's bad, the fact that I know where they keep the... Right, so coming up next month, we have got... next year, we've got Marvel's in February, we've got Haunted Mansion in March, we've got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 in May, The Little Mermaid also is coming in May, we've got an untitled Pixar animation, we've got in June, we've also got Indiana Jones in June, Ant-Man and the Wasp coming in July, and then we've got a number of untitled movies coming right through the rest of the year. So the ones that they've announced, I'm really looking forward to seeing more of Ant-Man. I think Ant-Man, I really enjoyed Ant-Man and the Wasp, and also it's going to connect him with Loki. So I'm really looking forward to that one. Guardians of the Galaxy, can't go wrong with that one. The Marvel, yeah, I'm looking forward to the three Marvel ones. Haunted Mansion, I love that attraction. That's one of my favorite attractions. The Little Mermaid, I'm going to wait till I see it. I've got not a huge amount of, but I'm going in open to see it, see what it's like. I don't have a lot of nostalgia for The Little Mermaid, so I'm not that bothered about it. Kenny said, if Disney Plus were to add a third-party TV series, I wouldn't be opposed to them adding some Yu-Gi-Oh! Franchise, since they currently have linear rights on Disney XD. It's kind of funny how you say, I think like here in the UK, we have got so many licensed TV series because they're throwing in so much international stuff from like Channel 4 and BBC, and we're getting loads of it, but yeah, just get whatever they got licensed to, just put it on there. Tim says, do you think Avatar 2 will surpass the first film? No, I don't think it would. I think that was lightning in a bottle. I think the addition of, because when that came out, the extra cost of a 3D glasses was brand new. It was like the whole thing of just seeing it in 3D was an experience. And you're not going to get that with Avatar 2. You're not going to have the, you know, people have, that whole thing's over with now. Now it's just going to have to be a really good movie. I'm really looking forward to it. I really like Avatar. Seen it a number of times. I'm going to watch it again when it I'm going to go cinema to see it. I'll just watch it again on Disney Plus. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Pandora in Walt Disney World is an amazing place. That really kind of boosted up my excitement for the film. But I just don't think it can outdo it, because it's not the if it hits a billion, I will be surprised, because I think it will, once it hits out there, it will probably build up. But I'm not expecting it to go anywhere near the original one. Matt says, what do you think they release Simpsons season 33 in the US? Probably a month or two after the entire series is aired in the US. It probably has by now. But I think in the US, the last ones have usually been dropping around October time, the last two seasons. So that's when they've been dropping in. Tim says, when do you expect Little Mermaid trailer? D23. That's when I'm guessing we're going to see that one. Or that'll be my guess for The Little Mermaid. All right. So if you've got any more questions, feel free to put them in. Obviously, it is Independence Day in tomorrow in the US. So it's a bit of a weekend one. Obviously, here in the UK, it's we don't really celebrate America breaking away. So that's that one. Hopefully you're all having a good one. You know, if you are in the US, you know, having barbecues or anything like that, fireworks and stuff, I hope you're all going to have a good weekend. Matt says, I need to add more movies on Disney Plus in the US. Very little come. Literally, I went to... because every month I try to do like a movies coming this month. There was one, Zombies Free is the only movie they've announced so far for the US. They need to be adding a lot more. It's really lacking. And I'm hoping that when they get this stuff fired up properly with ads, we might start seeing a bit more of stuff. Joe says, I wonder when they will release King of the Hill internationally, since it's available on Disney Plus in South Africa. Once it starts popping up in other countries, that's when you usually know it's going to start rolling, because that means they've got a decent enough copy of it. A lot of the work then is done. It might depend on, they might need to get like the dubbing and subtitles done for Europe and stuff. Because the trouble is, as well, the South African and the Middle East and North Africa one, they're a separate app now. So they're like they're not the same thing. But I definitely feel like it's going to be popping in much quicker. Right, so I'm going to give you another little bit longer to get any more questions in. Otherwise, we'll just pop off a little bit early. Also, just a quick note. So yesterday, the podcast with me and James went up. We did a number of reviews for all of this week's content, including Machine Gun Kelly, Only Murders in the Building, Orville, The Princess, Baymax, Miss Marvel. So check that episode out. Also, I did up an interview with the composer of the music of Rise yesterday, so please check that one out. Give that one a listen. We also should have another interview with somebody else coming up this week, so that should be a lot of fun. Matt says, could you see them sharing Indiana Jones films with Paramount Plus and Disney Plus? I 100% could see this happening, because it's a win-win. Paramount will get money from Disney, and therefore that's a win for them. So they'll get extra money. I definitely feel like we are going to see much more stuff with them, like sharing. I definitely could see that coming in the future, maybe closer to the release of Indiana Jones 5 next year. Right. On that note, guys, here we go. C. Tan says, Love and Thunder got delayed by 2 weeks in Malaysia. Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, that's not fun, because spoilers and stuff are going to be out. Yeah, so that's not so good. Right. On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining me. I'll be back next Sunday with another live Q&A. Thank you very much to everyone in the live chat for joining in. So C-Town, we've also got Matt, Joe, Tim, and Caleb. We've got Joe, we've got Bubba Trolling, Matt, Stephen. Thank you so much for all of your support each and every month. And on that note, guys, thank you very much. See you guys soon. Laters.